Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
When he was running for office, Donald Trump claimed that on his first day in office, if he were reelected, he expected the resignations of all the generals involved in the Afghanistan debacle on his desk, said he was going to fire them.
Yeah.
That's just one of many possibilities could come out of this meeting today. This is going to be very interesting.
Yeah.
Nearly 800 generals and flag officers from around the world have been summoned on short notice to meet with War Chief. I guess that's what we call him now.
Well,
Pete.
Secretary of the Department of War.
Mm-hmm. Head warrior.
Yeah.
I just like War Chief.
Yeah.
Pete Hegseth. And then it was announced that Trump's going to attend the meeting.
Right. Yep.
So this should be very interesting.
He is the commander in chief, by the way, for those who are not aware.
Yes. It's really just a very nice meeting talking about how well we're doing militarily, talking about being in great shape, talking about a lot of good positive things. It's just a good message. Okay. We're spending thousands of dollars to fly these generals in from all over the world. You couldn't email them that? Just makes me wonder if there isn't something else going on here.
Entirely possible.
Seems serious.
One thing I think it is being, they're sending a message. What that message is, I don't know yet.
Yeah.
The message may, I think there's one message for the generals and admirals, and there's another message for the general public in this country, and then there's another message for our allies and enemies.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll keep our eye on it today. Lee, I think this is just absolutely fascinating what has happened here. 2018, this is on another story, Greenville, then Police Chief Ken Miller decides to spend a few thousand dollars to exhume a body. The body is that of Robert Beshears, the chief suspect in the famous, if you live in Greenville and if you've been here for a while, Jennifer Zetricki murder. And they're out of DNA. They need more. So Chief Miller hauls up this guy's corpse. They take his part of his pinky finger and his tooth. So now they've got the DNA to see what, you know, was this the guy that did it? It was just a brutal rape and murder in Greenville in 1990. And again, very famous if you live here, went unsolved. Very scary to think the guy was still out there. So they have a genetic profile. They believe Robert Eugene Preshears is the guy. And they built that through Ancestry Family Record, like those, the public database now. Yeah. That stuff was never supposed to be public, but some of it is.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. And police are beginning to use it. So if you commit a crime, or if somebody in your family has donated DNA because they wanted to know their family tree,
yeah,
it could even, listen to this, be like a second cousin or a third cousin, and they can track back the profile because it's similar enough. That is absolutely wild.
Mm-hmm.
So they built a profile, and it looked like it pointed to Robert Eugene Preshears. Preshears killed himself. Well, He died in a police shootout. It was basically one of these suicide by cops type deals. But he did end up shooting himself. Long story. Anyway, they believe it's him. They exhume him. And sure enough, it's him. It confirms the profile. So they go ahead and file that DNA. Chief Miller encourages other police departments around the country. Hey, look, check this out. You know, see if this guy has done this before. Almost immediately, Chief Miller realizes he's got a serial killer on his hands. They tied him to a second case in Missouri, the murder of a mom who was 37 and her 12-year-old daughter who were kidnapped together. It's an absolutely horrific case. So then we realize all of a sudden, not only have we finally solved the Jennifer Zetricky case, we've also solved this other case, and we know that he is a serial killer. But then it gets crazy because one of the, and my husband and I are true crime buffs, so we watch a lot of true crime stuff. One of the most famous cases, unsolved mass murder cases, the murder of four girls simultaneously, Austin, Texas, 1991, in the I Can't Believe It's Yogurt shop killings in Austin, Lee. One of these girls was working there. Her friends wanted her to hurry up so they could all go out. So they came in and help her go through closing, you know, do all her closing duties so she could do it faster. Somebody comes in. They end up with their hands tied, with their underwear, mouths gagged, all shot in the head. Brutal, brutal, brutal murder. And everybody is interested in this because, like, how does one killer or maybe more than one killer control that many people? But he does. Well, over the weekend, an incredible thing happened. The Austin Forensic Science Department said DNA from Greenville, from Chief Ken Miller exhuming that body, was a positive match. It's the same guy, Robert Beshears, who rolled through Greenville at one point and killed at least one person that we know of. Now, here's what's wild about the power of this. No one had ever connected Robert Beshears to the Austin murders, to the yogurt shop murders. He was never a suspect. He was never on the radar. Nobody even knew he went through there. In fact, two other men were sent to prison, Lee, one of them for 10 years for that murder.
Yeah, that's troubling.
It is. What's fascinating about it, I just watched a big, long documentary on it, was that there's a certain subset of people who will commit, who will confess to a murder they did not commit.
Yeah, that's...
And he did. He confessed to it. He did not commit it. But he confessed to it. So did another guy. In fact, they had half a dozen people who'd confessed to those murders by the time they did it, but they decided to focus on two of them and put them in prison. Turns out they had the wrong guy. That's weird, isn't it?
Yes, that's very strange. I don't understand why someone would admit to a crime that they didn't commit. I can understand why people deny the crimes they did commit.
But, yeah, that makes sense.
But admitting to a crime you didn't commit.
It's a bit wild. Yeah. So former police chief Ken Miller not only solved the Jenny Zetricky crime, but actually might have hit upon one of the greatest serial killers of his generation, because almost immediately it's like popcorn, boom, 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 boom. They're finding all these other women he murdered all over the country. And it's crazy. There's a case in Tennessee, a case in Georgia, a case in Florida, a case here in Greenville, the case in Austin. And Chief Miller last night was on WYFF saying to police departments, if you've got unsolved murders, run them against the Brashear DNA. See if this is your guy, because he thinks there's a lot more.
You know, that sounds like something that artificial intelligence would be very good at, if you could somehow input that data in there. And then, you know, have the cold cases and have the DNA of known criminals there. That would be very interesting to see how many could be at least assisted by artificial intelligence.
And we already have the national database. There's a lot of DNA in it. The problem is that it's not complete. There's a lot of particularly smaller jurisdictions that don't have the technology to have uploaded all of that. And so they're the ones probably with cases out there that they just haven't hit on it because they haven't either tested the DNA, tested the rape kit, because this guy was a rapist too, or they haven't uploaded it. It's not a complete database. And that's why he's saying, hey, if you've got these cold cases, like if you've got a DNA profile, run them against this. Because you're talking Missouri, Tennessee, South Carolina, here in Greenville, Austin, Texas. This guy was making a loop around the country, Florida, killing women, raping and killing women, and then moving on.
I'm just glad that the serial ended here.
Yeah, and it did end in 1999, we know, because shootout with the police, and he thankfully ended his life, putting a lot of the rest of us out of misery along with him. So that's good news. But this kind of goes along with what I've been seeing, and I really think even just this year we're hitting critical mass as a nation, where I just don't think killing people in a serial fashion is going to be possible anymore. Between ring cameras, video cameras, which all businesses pretty much have now.
Cell phone data.
Liability, cell phone. Yep,
because that'll put you in the GPS on that'll put you in the area. So I guess unless you are completely off the grid, doing something out in complete wide open with no cell phone coverage and don't have a phone on you, you might be able to get away with it. But then, anyway.
Well, you know, and that's what's interesting. Alec Murdaugh really was a groundbreaking case here in South Carolina because they shattered his alibi with the data from his car.
That, yeah.
To show he couldn't have been where he was given the speed he was driving.
Right.
Yeah. And it recorded all of it. He probably didn't even think about it.
Yeah. No.
So it's kind of fascinating. And you look at Brian Koberger, same thing with that murder case too. He had the cell phone data. So, I mean, you've got to leave your cell phone. If you want to commit murder, you've got to leave your cell phone at home. You've got to buy a car that's like, what, 2010? You got to make sure no one knows you bought it. You can't buy it from a dealership. Got to keep the license plate off of it to avoid the video camera. And then, Lee, when you commit the crime, you cannot leave one iota of DNA at the scene.
Exactly.
It's almost impossible to do that, which is why I've been arguing. I think serial killing's obsolete. Now, you know what's scary about this? That's the good news. What's scary about this is that in China, all of the video feeds into one central location. So they just hit rewind and go get you. You can't do anything there, which is good criminally, but really bad politically. Whereas here, you still have to go door to door to door and ask people for the video. If they won't give it up, you have to go to court to get it. It's not centrally located. But the technology works the same, and they will get you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You watching this? Because this is your future, America. Top 10 trending article again in the world. Everybody's talking about this. The end of freedom in Britain. As they introduce, they've already announced, the same exact system that China uses for its social credit system has come to the UK. It's called Brit Card. And by 2029, you'll have to have one in order to have what they call a right to work. You cannot have a job if you don't have a Brit card, a digital ID that tracks back to a database with all the information about you in it. In fact, the Socialist Labor Party just released a mock-up of what it'll look like on your phone. And right there, it says right to work, and it's got a check for a fictional character named James. It shows what his digital ID would look like. It says right to work, check, meaning James has the right to work. He's been a good little boy and got himself a digital ID so the British government can track everything he does. Underneath it is something even more horrifying. It's called right to rent. As in, you don't get to have a roof over your head if you don't get a digital ID. You have no right to rent. But James has been a good little boy, and he's got a digital ID so that Keir Starmer and the Socialist Party can spy on him around the clock and come to his house and arrest him if he says true but unpopular things. Folks, I want you to hear something, okay? Because you're watching. This was the first step China took, and they're doing it in the UK right now. Why are they doing it in the UK right now? Why was there this emergency announcement this week that the UK is rolling out the digital ID and every adult must have one? By the way, only 25% of Brits support this, but they don't care. Why this week? Because Google/YouTube came out and said they're not censoring for the British government anymore and they're not turning in Brits anymore to the speech police. They launched a national speech police unit over the entire nation about 2 months ago. And YouTube has decided against joining the side of evil. And in the declaration that they did last week, they said that they're not going to cooperate anymore. In other words, they're asking President Trump, J.D. Vance, for protection from the British government. And almost immediately, the British government announces, okay, we're going to BritCard. We're going to digital ID. Why? Because they need a way to track who is posting this stuff so that, you know, now that YouTube and Google theoretically aren't going to be turning these poor British citizens in anymore for saying true things, they're going to have to find another way to get them. I want you to hear this because, this is your future. This is the number three trending thing right now on X. It is a British man being arrested for his social media post. You could hear in his voice, he's shocked that they've shown up at his house. What did he write? Well, inciting racial hatred is against the law there. So if you criticize illegal immigrants, but you're correct, if you criticize the very high rape and murder and violent crime rate of illegal immigrants in the UK, you can go to prison. But I want you to hear this. This guy, all he posted was F Hamas. Wait a minute. Aren't they a terror group? Yep. Designated terror group in the United States of America and in the UK. They are a designated terror group. Well, what's the problem? They're a designated terror group. We're supposed to like terror groups? Yes, in Britain, you're supposed to like terror groups. See, the thing is, Hamas is perceived to be brown. So even though they're a terror group that slaughtered 1,400 Jews, raped women, tied families down and burnt them alive, executed children in front of their families, and that was just October 7th. Oh, also strangled a baby to death in front of his mother, and in another case, put a baby in an oven. I mean, aside from that, though, they really are great guys. You're going to love them. So anyway, I don't know why Donald Trump is trying to cut this peace deal. I think we just wiped the floor with him, but whatever. That kind of stuff makes people mad. They tend to get a little heated, especially if a designated terror group says it. But the thing with Hamas is they're brown. So as many babies as they'd like to chop up, set on fire, or execute in front of their parents, you gotta love them. And you get arrested if you don't. F Hamas. I had a question. Does this mean that British politicians can only speak positively about Hamas? I just want to understand how it works. Because, folks, this is how we're going to live. The only thing standing between you and this is Donald Trump. That's it. Anyway, here's what it sounds like when you get arrested for writing F a terror group. If the members of that terror group are perceivably brown.
Basically, Section 19 refers to spreading what we say like racial hatred. So you've posted something online that we believe is spreading racial hatred.
Twitter, Facebook,
I can't explain too much. It's just to give you the context beforehand.
It'll be put to your interview.
Because I appreciate you've never been arrested before, have you?
Yeah, once or twice.
Once or twice, apologies.
Frequent flyer.
Apologies, I didn't think you were. Basically, how it works now is then, obviously, if you've got stuff you'd like to gather, obviously, I'm more than willing to talk through what you're able to take with you.
What, you're taking me away now?
Yes, yeah. So you're under arrest, so you're going to Harrogate, unfortunately.
You're taking me to Harrogate in the middle of the night over a tweet?
I am, unfortunately.
Is this what you signed up the police to do?
This is my role. I'm trying to be reasonable with you here.
So
if there's stuff you'd like to gather, I'm more than willing to allow you to gather some sort of stuff, like medication, if you've got any numbers you need. But at the moment,
you join the police to go and arrest people at night for tweets online.
Okay. Do you need any medication? I can't imagine that you are going to be in very long, but do you need any medication that you take at night?
F, and obviously you spelled the word out, Hamas. Well, they're brown. Can't criticize them, no matter how many children they kill in front of their parents. They're great guys. So, even though they're a designated terror group. I just wonder, like, if you're in Parliament and you're making an anti-Hamas speech because you oppose, you know, genocide, do you get arrested afterward for not liking them enough? Or how does that work? I don't know. I guess we'll have to figure out how we go. Anyway, if you notice something about these speech police and the videos are all over X, there's a terrifying thing about them. These people doing the arrest are all woke kids. They're all under 25. This guy, no exception. Looks like he just stepped out of his high school. It's like this young generation is more amenable to showing up in the middle of the night Not during the day, no knock and talk. No, we come to your house in the middle of the night to get you for a Facebook or Twitter post. And before you criticize a terror group, you got to check if they're brown. Because you might be a racist. You might be inciting racial hatred. Yep. Now, before you say, oh, those poor Brits, that'll never happen to us. Do not forget, before the election, the top prosecutor in the UK asserted the right to extradite conservatives in America for trial for what they said online. Said he had the right to do it. Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, never corrected that. Because they were going to extradite us for trial. Sadly, Republican leadership never said anything about it either. It's not clear if they'd allow it. I'm not sure. But folks, only one person has said no, and that's Donald Trump. And when he goes, Katie, bar the door. We got a hostage situation on our hands. Democrats demanding $1.5 trillion in new spending, including hundreds of billions of dollars for illegal immigrants to get back on free health care that Trump took away from them in the big, beautiful bill. And another $500 billion slush fund that, among other things, would fund their dying media so they can continue lying since they're having trouble profiting from lying for a living. And they need to be supported by Congress, apparently. I wonder what Jimmy Kimmel's cut of that is. Folks, do you realize that, you know, Jimmy Kimmel? Look this up, Daily Beast. I don't know why they reported it. Democrat leader Chuck Schumer was sending talking points to Jimmy Kimmel. So he's definitely Democrat-owned. By the way, did you see what happened with Kimmel? His ratings from his show went from almost 2 million down to like 1.1 million in like 7-8 months. He lost like 46% of his audience, right? So he's like on his way out when he got lucky and made fun of Charlie Kirk for dying and everyone who supports him, which was supposed to be funny, but just as everyone knows, wasn't. Well, his return from non-censorship, because if you get to return, you're not being censored, generated 6.5 million views. Do you see that? Yeah, he's now lost 2/3 of that. Meanwhile, Charlie Kirk's wife officially relaunched his show. She hosted it with Megyn Kelly. 6.5 million views for Jimmy Kimmel after all of that swirl. What did Charlie Kirk's wife get? A billion views with a B. Billion views. So, you know what? They can go on paying Jimmy Kimmel tens of millions of dollars if they want their money to burn. But in the meantime, folks, I cannot believe that this is actually real, but it's really going on. Democrats demanding, saying they're going to shut down Congress. They're not going to give Republicans the 60 votes they need in the Senate to pass this continuing resolution bill unless Republicans refund the health care for 1.1 million illegal immigrants and their families. So it's more than, you know, just 1.1 million. That's the household person who's getting it. It might be five other people in the house, too. There's a family. It's going to cost hundreds of billions of dollars. And if you have to pay for your own health care, can't afford it, they don't care. Not unless you're an illegal immigrant. J.D. Vance explained.
Under our system, you need 60 Senate Democrats to vote for the clean continuing resolution that the president and House Republicans have put forward. I think it's preposterous, Martha. And I think the American people really should pay attention to the fact that Democrats are threatening to shut down the entire government because they want to give hundreds of billions of dollars of health care benefits to illegal aliens. I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen a political party actually advertising the fact that they want to shut down every essential function of government and they want to use that as leverage so that they get more money for illegal alien health care benefits. It's such a stark contrast between Republicans who are trying to put the interests of the American people first and Democrats who I think would want to take money from the American people to give benefits to illegal aliens. We don't want to shut down the
Okay, this is kind of brilliant. Actually, you know what? I sympathize with the Democrats here. Wait, what? No, I do. They might as well go for broke, really. Because that budget, the continuing resolution that the Republicans are passing here, you know what it is, right? It's just an extension of the existing budget. Well, whose budget? Not Biden's. Wait, Republicans are fighting to pass Biden's budget? isn't the Democrat Party at a historic 30-year low in polling? Because it was yesterday when I looked. Why are we passing Biden's budget? It's called a CR. It just continues it, continuing resolution. Why not do our own? Because Mike Johnson, when he was elected years ago, promised we would do 12 appropriations bills, but Mikey hasn't gotten around to it. He was too busy on vacation last month, and now they just have to, as they're almost out of time, they have to pass Biden's budget again. How do the Democrats win when they are the least popular that they have been in a generation? And still Republicans pass their bill, their budget, without doing their own. I've never seen anything like it. So, I'm a little sympathetic to the Democrats. Seeing such grinding stupidity from the Republicans, they're like, hey, these chumps, maybe we can get them to refund the illegal immigrant health care. I mean, why not? But you know what? I would ask if I were them. That's how crazy the Republicans are. Hey, they're already passing Biden's budget when they don't have to. Why don't we see if they'll refund the illegals? I mean, it's not a big ask if you think about it. And it's actually kind of brilliant what Mike DeKnife is doing here, our supposed leader in Congress. They tell us he's a Republican, but I don't know. He's making the outrage about Democrats wanting the money for the illegal immigrants or they'll shut down the government. So nobody's talking about the fact that the bill they're trying to pass to not shut the government down is Biden's budget. And what's really whack is that the only person who fully makes sense on this is Democrat John Fetterman, Senator, who points out that's Biden's budget.
It is always, always wrong to shut our government down. That is a core responsibility. I'm always going to vote against those things. And now that CR was the same CR from the Biden administration as well, too.
Right.
For me, I'm a big believer of if you want to change the policies, win elections.
Yeah, me too. Here is a Republican echoing what he's saying. That clean CR, we didn't want to pass that. That's Biden's, but the leadership's making us.
We have a clean CR, which many of us were not too happy about, myself included. I would have rather have had.
Yeah, because it's Biden's budget. So the Republicans are hosing us over by screaming about how the Democrats want, oh, they won't let us pass this unless we fund the illegals' health care. Okay, all right, now I'm with you. That's an outrage. Pass what? Oh, look, there's a squirrel. No, say it again. Pass what? Biden's budget. A little louder. Biden's budget. What? Biden's budget. Proving the only one that any sense up there is Chuck Schumer. Look, if the Republicans are that stupid, you know, maybe they will fund health care for illegal immigrants. It doesn't hurt to ask. Okay, so we're now 16 highly engineered hours to a government shutdown as the Republicans struggle to pass another version of Biden's budget. The Democrats, the least popular they've been in polling in 30 years, yet somehow still winning. Don't ask me. I don't get. Can you imagine if we were the least popular we've been in history? Do you think, as a party of Republicans, do you think that the Democrat leadership would do a continuing big, beautiful bill resolution? Like continue Trump's budget? No. No, they wouldn't, but they're Republicans. They're losers. So this is what they're doing. But the good news is that we got 16 hours left till shutdown. If we can make it with no agreement, Donald Trump can start firing people again. And that's at least the good part of this. There's some way to save money, even if we have to pass Biden's budget again. And that's the hilarious part, as Fetterman's pointing out, Senator Fetterman. The Democrats here want to fool their base into thinking, oh, we're opposing Trump's budget. It's not Trump's budget. It's Biden's budget. And they passed it with Republican votes every year that Biden was in office. And now they're acting outraged that anyone would expect them to pass Biden's budget. You can't make this stuff up. But the good news is, I don't want to pass Biden's budget, but if they don't cave and give in, we can start firing people, a lot of these left-wingers in government who don't do anything anyway but collect a meal deal. So it's fantastic news. By the way, did you see this? Mainstream media absolutely outraged. Donald Trump published, this is AI, it's not real, but it's what it would sound like if Democrat leader Chuck Schumer told the truth about why they're refusing to vote for Biden's budget until they get hundreds of billions of dollars for illegal immigrant health care. Not American health care, but illegal immigrant health care. Trump put up this AI Chuck Schumer. Again, it's not real, but it's what Chuck Schumer would sound like if for once he told the truth. And it's hilarious.
Look, guys, there's no way to sugarcoat it. Nobody likes Democrats anymore. We have no voters left because of all of our woke trans bullshit. Not even black people want to vote for us anymore. Even Latinos hate us. So we need new voters. And if we give all these illegal aliens free health care, we might be able to get them on our side so they can vote for us. They can't even speak English, so they won't realize we're just a bunch of woke pieces of shit, you know? At least for a while, until they learn English and they realize they hate us too.
That's so true. Anyway, Trump tweeted that. I thought it was priceless. Okay, coming up in the next segment, your chance to win tickets to see the Righteous Brothers farewell tour on October 11th. If your honey loves this, this is going to be the time to call, but not before I say it. Otherwise, you get DQ'd, okay? So get your dialing fingers ready. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.